listeners, welcome back to my channel Mind Gym, a rapid mindset change workout. I'm your host Navanita Guha, a mindset and life desert coach, founder CEO of Life Fulfilled, and a certified master life coach from American Union of NLP. Since I started my channel, I have always tried to identify a subject for each of my episodes which most of us struggle with in our daily life that either affects our quality of life or becomes detrimental for the successes that we want to achieve. My today's episode is no different, and I hope that you will like it and implement the success tips in your day-to-day life to overcome that state if you are in it. If you love my channel, do not forget to like, share, and subscribe. I'll be ever thankful for that. While doing my research on something a couple of days before, I came across two real-life stories which have great relevance with my today's topic. Three-time Olympic gold medalist in swimming, Rebecca Soni works to avoid decision fatigue at all costs. Apart from being a gold medal earner for Team USA at the Olympics, Rebecca is an entrepreneur working from home, and like most of the entrepreneurs, she needs to make lots of small decisions every day. To avoid decision fatigue that reduces ability to make decisions or make good decisions, Rebecca plans out her day the night before so she has less decisions to make and get caught up in the next morning. She is practicing for this for quite a long time, and her productivity has increased significantly since then. Vanguard chairman Bill McNabb relishes the quiet time between 6 and 7:30 a.m. to get his best work done. Bill knows that no other time of day comes close in terms of the productivity he gains from the 90-minute period between 6 and 7:30 a.m. He says that it's his time to think, read, and prepare for the day ahead. "I try really hard to preserve that time," he noted. Having this productive alone time in the morning is a great way to get a head start on the day's work, or, as Bill pointed out, to simply sit back and think about the day ahead. It's surely a productivity booster for each day. Many times I hear people say that they want to be productive in their life but feel frustrated that days pass by but they are unable to achieve anything. Something they plan to achieve a month before, that activity has not yet been even started. All their motivations, energy level goes down because of some reasons they don't act as per their plan. Yes, in my today's podcast, I'll talk about how to become more productive in your daily life, irrespective of your work life or personal life. Everyone can learn to boost their productivity and achieve more. Let me give you 5 quick tips that will work as productivity boosters if practiced regularly. You need regular practice in order to replace your bad habit with a good one. Similarly, if not being productive in your life has become your habit and you need to replace it, replacement requires action, regular action. Always understand that your life will become smooth, easy, and productive only when you take proper actions regularly. Here is tip number 1. Make a plan and write it down. I'd suggest making a priority chart which reminds you about your commitment and promise. Make it every day before going to sleep for next day, and that plan works as a reminder for you. We usually plan things in our mind, but as next day comes, we tend to forget them. So it's best to write it down, write your plan as per your priority. Always write important task first. Always try to finish your difficult task first. Finishing difficult thing first will make the rest of your day easy and stress-free. Number 2, reflect on your productivity constantly. As you go through your day, ask yourself repeatedly, "Am I able to make the best possible use of my time?" This one simple question can be an excellent boost to your productivity. Number 3, find out your productive hours. Everyone has a certain time of the day in which they are maximum productive. For me, it's the late evening. Find out when your prime time is for productivity and optimize your work schedule accordingly. You will be amazed to see the result. Number 4. Use Pomodoro method. Take strategic breaks. Pomodoro method is to take 5 minutes break for every 25 minutes of work. The human brain can't focus on a single task for long periods. Our brains are meant to safeguard us from emerging threats or pains, so are in constant state of alertness. Focusing on one thing for a long time is hard for our brain. That's why the 5 minutes break are equally important as the 25 minutes of work. Take your break seriously. See them as a reward. Use your break to walk a bit, do some stretches, grab a cup of coffee, or do something that relaxes you. Feel pleased with the work you have done. A couple of cautions here. Try not to skip your breaks and don't check YouTube videos or social media messages during the breaks. They are distractions and hardly allow your brain to relax. And finally, number 5, stop multitasking. It can be tempting to want to take care of few tasks at once, especially if they seem small or easy. But it simply doesn't work. According to neuroscience professor Earl K. Miller, multitasking is not humanly possible. We are fooling ourselves when we say we can easily juggle phone calls, presentations, emails, and eating lunch. Focus on one task at a time, and you will end up completing it faster. This brings my today's podcast to an end. All above tips have worked for me during different phases of my life, and now they are pretty much a part of my daily routine. If you too find it helpful, please share your thoughts at nabanitaguha@lifefulfill.com. I love to hear from you. I'll come back to you next Sunday with another episode. Till then, goodbye and stay well.